You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was recorded on April 14th, 2019, Palm Sunday, by the Reverend Sarah Butler Ginolfi, Senior Associate at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Christ.
After telling a parable to the crowd at Jericho, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to them, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' And he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.' The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In between college and seminary, I spent a year in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, living alongside other post-college Christians in the old governor's mansion near St. Stephen's Episcopal Cathedral. The eight of us interned at the church in exchange for housing and mentorship. One of our mentors was a priest named Churchill Pinder, a lovable, though most certainly strong-willed and quirky individual from Virginia. The Southern wisdom and storytelling culture was strong with Churchill. He'd spout out these sayings that took us completely off guard. We began to call them Churchillisms. Things like, "Nah, kids, when you get to the third turn in the road, go left, because if you go right, the cock will most certainly crow." Or, "Sarah, when you're facing a badger, hold your nose and then blow." And then he'd walk away, leaving our household comprised of Yankees and an immigrant from Haiti, utterly stumped and confused. Now, of course, these are caricatures of our beloved mentor, but I swear there was a badger in there at some point. I felt this serene familiarity to Churchill when I read today's gospel. Jesus pulls aside lovingly two of his disciples, instructs them to go and find a donkey that's never been ridden, untie it, which from my view assumes that this donkey belongs to someone else. But then Jesus has thought this through and instructs the disciples not to worry, because if they get caught, they are to declare, "The Lord needs it." I'll tell you, if Churchill's badger and Jesus' donkey ever meet, they'll most certainly be in cahoots. And they'll probably be having some picnic atop stones that can't stop shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna!" This day opens with a scene of chaotic joy. And then it crashes into a bloodied march to the cross. Palm Sunday illustrates a story of great contrasts. On the one end, Jesus, a man of Nazareth, a town out of which nothing good comes, marches in Jerusalem on a donkey, a lowly animal, though he does this to the sound of great triumph and wild exuberance. Meanwhile, the Roman officials, no doubt riding stately horses in what I can only imagine was the most legalistic and determined manner, march toward Jerusalem to meet this supposed impostor. These two energies were bound to collide. And collide they did, as we'll soon see. The joyous shouts of Hosanna will soon morph into demands to crucify him. The sharp contrast ought to make us uncomfortable. After all, haven't we too encountered a time when chaos ruled in our hearts and led us through rampant periods of agony and unsettled frustration? We may want to suppress these memories of our worse-for-wear selves, but they live in all of us, in you and in me. The week will teach us, however, that there is divine order amidst the chaos. And there is divine order in the things that are to come. So come and walk with us throughout this holy week. Embrace as much as you can in the moment, the highs as well as the lows, remembering always that there is good order in the things to come.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.